closing my eyes psychologically. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. Closing my eyes psychologically. I look at my world and I see so many things going on. And as I look at these things, I am prone to think it's the good or think it's not good, think it's wonderful, think it's not wonderful, think it's something desirable, thinking something not desirable. And I look at the beautiful green, evergreen trees here. They're not pine, they are a sort of pine, but they're a rugged pine. They're a pine that lives in the high desert. It lives with very little water, and yet it maintains its greenness. And still it has that sort of an attitude about it that it is a little dusty. And when I take the hose and squirt it on it, the dust goes away for a while, and then when the sun dries it, it has that same dusty appearance. It's sort of a protective appearance, I guess, to keep the moisture in and to allow it to maintain that appearance that it has. And I look at the pine trees. I look at them, and their pine needles are so pure and so beautiful and so green and so lovely. And I think, what a beautiful thing. And I look at the evergreen trees that go around here, the live oak trees, and year-round they have leaves, but they fall off. The leaves are falling off and coming in and falling off and coming in all the time. And so the ground is covered with these leaves, which make a nice mulch on the ground and make a nice bed, keeping the moisture in the ground when it comes down or when it is coming up from the below the surface, maintaining a good balance for the tree. Of course, so often we want to rake those leaves away and we want to make it look pretty for a garden appearance. But we should really make it pretty looking for our garden appearance so that it would be most healthy, happy, and harmonious for the tree itself. Leaving the mulch around the base of the tree, leaving around the base of the tree a place for the seeds to drop down and grow and for other new little trees to come up and become beautiful parts of a green forest there. It's happening, and we can encourage it, but the thing is, when I close my eyes psychologically to what's going on in the world around me, and I mentally or inner look at myself, and I see what's going on in the world around me, I see everything beautiful. Now, if I were an architect, and someone would say, here are the criteria that I would like to have in my new home. And they would tell you the number of bedrooms and bathrooms and living room, formal dining room or non-formal, the family room where most of the activity goes on, and it should be a warm, cozy room, fireplace and all. And then bedrooms and on California style, all on one floor, and leading off into a great hall, and all so beautiful and so wonderful, just really fantastic. The living room would have many doors that lead off into the various bedrooms, and they don't have to have a hallway coming out to give privacy. That's an old-fashioned way of thinking of things. But all is one and all is harmonious. You see, I am closing my eyes and I'm looking psychologically at the kind of house, the kind of place that I would like to live in, that I would think would be so beautiful. And everything is open to the outdoors with lots of windows. And so, as this mental architect, I take the desires of my constituents and I take the client's idea and I make it a beautiful house out of it. And I say, what style of house would you like? And they tell me the style. And I say, how many stories do you want? One or more? And they tell me, and mentally, zip, I just psychologically am right where they want me to be. And by the time they've described what they want, I am putting landscaping around the outside already. And you say, well, what about the inside? Well, that's done too. That's done because that is what takes place in my closed-eye psychological world. I mentally draw my plans, I mentally create my images, I mentally have my icons in such ideal, perfect, completed order that they're done. They're done. You see, in my mental world, in my closed, as I close my eyes psychologically, I create whatever it is that I choose to have in my world. I create happiness between me and whomever. I create success in all of my undertakings. I create perfectly good health all the time. I live in my ideal body. I go on and on. You see, psychologically, I am unlimited. I can close my eyes and psychologically live any adventure I want. I can psychologically live any experience that delights me. And then physiologically, I can open my eyes. And I can experience that which my closed eyes psychologically allowed me to have. I am the architect. I now take my paper and my pen and I draw the beautiful house that is in my mind. I have all the landscaping around it already. I have all the beautiful outlook and inlook. I have all the furniture in place. I have all of the things, fantastic. Now the people never even mention some of these things. And they come to me and they look at my plan and they say, wow, you caught the essence of everything that we had in our heart. You are brilliant.
I am, aren't I? I'm brilliant.
I listen to my psychological teacher inside of me. And my psychological teacher told me everything that they wanted. I listened to their heart. And their heart and my heart were one. And so, on a psychological basis, I was able to just be what they wanted, do what they wanted, and have what they want from my point of view. They didn't want me as an architect because they wanted me to draw a house the way they wanted it drawn. They wanted me to be an architect to draw the house in the genius and the manner that I have in my closed eyes psychological world. Now, what about your closed eye psychological world? When you have a desire, do you instantly close your eyes and mentally see that desire fulfilled? When you have a dream and it's a thought, oh yes, it'd be fun to go to Paris. Well now, how do you see Paris? Do you see Paris as you see it in the movies? Do you see Paris as you see it when you made a trip there? Do you see Paris through its museums? Do you see Paris through its people? Do you see Paris through its countryside? Do you see Paris through its weather? Do you see Paris through Disneyland that is over in France? How do you see Paris? How do you see that world? How is it psychologically for you? And when you come away from an experience, that experience is in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your being, and there, again, you're living psychologically. We are truly more psychological people than we are physical people. Because physically, we bind ourselves to a spot, and we say, I live in this place, in this house. And psychologically, we are unlimited. We travel the universe. We travel the infinite. We are on Mars. We are on the sun. And we are on the planet of unconditional love. We are in other universes. And we are here, anywhere we choose to be. We're in Paris. We're in Beijing. We're in San Francisco. We're in New York. We're in Tucumcari, New Mexico. We are wherever we choose to be. Now, where do you choose to be? Do you want to be unlimited? Well, close your eyes and psychologically you are unlimited. And when you open your eyes, expect in the fullness of your closed eye psychological image that you will see exactly what you had seen or were seeing or are seeing with your closed eyes. This is what it's all about. Are you ready for such a fabulous experience? Well, try closing your eyes and psychologically visualizing anything that delights you. Visualize, as Rosalie who lives in Bern, Switzerland. She thinks Bern, Switzerland is just wonderful. Oh my goodness, she thinks it's the greatest place in the world. Her family lives there. Her four children. Her ex-husband lives there. Her grandchildren live there. Her friends live there. It's her world. And she is learning how to use the computer. And she's learning how to be a psychologist. She's learning how to be a philosophical lecturer. She's learning how to share her philosophy with people, not as something to be learned, but something to be demonstrated, as she is the role model for what she believes. And she is mentally creating her world everywhere. And she thought to herself, gee, it'd be fun to spend Christmas at the University of Healing campus. I'd like to do that. And so, lo and behold, her daughter says, Mom, we're sending you. We're buying you the tickets and we're sending you. And she said, well, thank you very much. And so, they decided they would send her. Because they loved her so much, there was no question about the price of the ticket. They had no question about it. They bought her a first-class ticket with a cocoon, and she could sleep all the way over and have a lovely journey and be on top of it when she arrived some many hours later. And flying directly from Zurich, Switzerland to Los Angeles and then down to San Diego, zip, in no time at all. Fantastic. And they paid for the whole thing. And they said, and here's some spending money. Now, it's true that Rosalie has sufficient money to do what she wants to do. She has sufficient spending money. But her children wanted to give her the gift of the trip. Not because it cost so much, or not because it was something that mother couldn't afford, but because they knew how much it meant to her. They wanted to participate in the sharing of that gift with her. And so they shared it. And they did it, and they sent her. And now she's here at this Christmas time sharing with us. She closed her eyes psychologically and visualized the journey. And lo and behold, it revealed itself to her in a perfect way. Now, she's learning how to close her eyes psychologically and visualize all the things she wants. The harmony, the peace in her family, the joy, the unconditional love in her family and in herself, and in every person who comes into her world. She sees herself surrounded by unconditionally loving people, and so is it. Sylvia went to Switzerland to visit some of her relatives and be the translator for my seminars in Europe this past month or so. And when Sylvia arrived in Europe, she just arrived like a lady, and she closed her eyes and visualized herself embraced, loved, and desired by her entire family. And as she went from household to household, visiting her sister and her brother and visiting her grandchildren, not grandchildren, but her nieces and nephews, and visiting all the people that she knew and loved in Switzerland, they instantly embraced her and loved her. She visualized that. She was closing her eyes and psychologically seeing that, and that was what she experienced. And everywhere she went, she translated for the seminars, and she was afraid her voice would not quite reach out, but she translated perfectly. And the recordings are there to prove that to herself. But she closed her eyes psychologically and said, I'm ready. And then she let go. And everything she let go was glorious and beautiful and good. Yes, we're all like that. We're all like that. And Ellen, whenever she does things, she closes her eyes first. And psychologically, she sees everything in divine order. She sees her dog and her life and her family and her students and all the people in her world, she sees so wonderfully fulfilled because she has her closed eye psychology. And Ingeborg contacts her relatives in Germany and in Italy, and she is just so delighted when she gets on the phone, and she's like a new person. We hear her talking on the phone, and you would think that she's a young spring chicken babbling away there, sharing the ideas, and she has her eyes closed. And she is seeing her friends and her relatives and the people she's speaking with. And she's alive with their presence. She's alive with their love. She's alive with their... And she comes away from the phone. And she has this big grin on her face, this big smile. And it says, hey, that was nice. That was really nice. That was... And she relived it. And she relived it. Psychologically, she relived it. Psychologically, she lived it again and again and again. All of us have the privilege of closing our eyes and psychologically having any experience we want. We're the creator, we're the architect, and we're designing that house not the way that our customers would have us design it. True, we include the things they want, but they want to hire our genius, our imagination, our magic, and so we give them our magic. We give ourselves our magic, and we close our eyes, and psychologically, we create our world. We see our world harmonious and good and beautiful. We see abundance everywhere. We see wholeness everywhere. We see purity and goodness and the divine everywhere. We close our eyes, and psychologically, our world leaps into our being. Join with me in this wonderful leap, this wonderful expression, because that's who you are, that's who I am, and that's all that matters. I love you. I love you. I love you.